The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. For those that are not aware, I'll host the Present Truth from this point forward Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. I'll have an extra hour per week. And for those that have supported the Present Truth program financially, thank you very much. I really appreciate the support. It is just working out. And now I have an additional hour through the week for the program. So thank you. I, again, appreciate it. I'm going to begin with what has happened with America's invasion of Ukraine using NATO and European nations. The United States and Russia are never, ever going to open diplomatic ties, ever. I mean never. Diplomatic ties between Russia and the United States, there will never, ever be a perestroika. There will never be a glasnost, any of this. It's never going to happen again. Ever. A century from now, 50 years, 25 years, 500 years, never again would there be anything but hostility from America and Russia, from America to Russia, Russia to America. Russia has a court of law, Russia would have a case against the United States for the aggression of America. But there's never going to be diplomatic, there's never going to be peace between Russia and America ever again. And the reason I can say never is because Russia is presently becoming the great nation that she is to become according to the prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel stated that at the time prior to Christ's return, Russia would be a great, great nation. And Russia would not be a great nation because she would have an ally of nations like this old Soviet bloc allied with her. No, she would be a great nation solo, but Russia would have restored diplomatic negotiations and ties with nations that were in the old Soviet bloc and also other nations in the Arab world. This has come to pass. The reason Russia would become a great nation is because Russia has a destiny. There is a purpose in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia is going to, in the future, invade Israel with ancient Persia, which is modern-day Iran, with Turkey, forces out of Turkey, some of the nations out of the old Soviet bloc, Ethiopia out of Africa, and Libya. And they're going to be destroyed when they come to invade Israel. They will never actually make it to the nation of Israel as Israel exists presently. Israel is going to, in a war before the Russian war, before the Gog-Magog war, Israel is going to have a war with the nations that surround Israel to the north, east, south, and in the Gaza Strip. Israel is going to be victorious, and those nations that attack Israel, the terrorists that attack Israel, will be destroyed. The city of Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the Bible, is going to be completely flattened. Present-day Jordan is going to be the land. Israel is going to take over that present-day land, the present-day land of Jordan. And it will be in present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, where the great war with Russia, Iran, and these other nations will take place. I'm just giving you a little insight into the future. Before the Russian war, Israel will have wars. She'll be victorious, take over present-day Jordan. Because there are so many things happening in the news, we are not focused on what is going on and what is happening, transpiring in Israel. I'm going to talk about it briefly. Well, probably not briefly, but I'm going to be thorough. But America and Russia, the two nations, Russia has unfriended America forever. And Russia is unfriending Western European nations and NATO nations that support America's campaign in Ukraine. Russia is unfriending, and she's also, you know, Russia has been the nation that has been supplying gas to Europe and Central Europe, and now she's going to ungas those nations. She's ungassing and cutting off the gas supply to Germany. I'll call it ungassing. I kind of like that. I'm going to unfriend you. I'm going to untext you. And Russia's saying, okay, I'll unfriend you, I'll untext you, and I will ungas you. I will not allow gas to flow from the oil fields of Russia west. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. On September 2nd, come out and listen to West Side Cruiser with special guest Asha Blaine, a free Friday night blues band. And Gravel on Saturday, a nationwide touring band. Giving you hard-hitting, aggressive, in-your-face rock and roll. Playing covers and originals from all genres in their own unique style. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want two hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
Oi.
If you're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors in Kingsburg, Colorado, located at 105 East Highway 2, right in the middle of town. Stop by and say hi to Ed, Larry, or Joey. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
And there has been a spell over the nations, and what the spell does is people don't want to know the truth. It is a spell that brings in deception, and most of the world is deceived. Well, fortunately, this station, we like truth. And I'm not going to ask you to believe what I'm telling you is true, but I will just say in the future, shortly, we're going to see Israel finally obey what God says is to happen. Israel is commanded in many of the Old Testament verses and books that there will come a time when the United States, European nations, NATO, the United Nations, they're not going to be allowed by God to interfere with a plan that God has for Israel. And that plan is Israel is going to clear the neighbors and the terrorist groups from her neighbors to the north, to the east, to the southeast, to the southwest. Israel is going to be victorious in a campaign that is in many of the books in the Old Testament, a campaign to rid the terrorist groups from the surrounding area of present-day Israel. Israel is to expand the borders, increase her real estate by over 100%. With the size that she is now, she's going to acquire another portion that big plus larger, present-day Jordan. Then you can wait, not very long, and then the great Russian war, or the war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it will commence. I don't know. I don't believe it's going to be 5 years. 2 years. Maybe a year maximum, I would think, but probably be more likely within half a year. I don't know. Timeline, I can't tell you. What will happen, yes, I am presenting that to you. Now, Russia, just thinking that, Superman could leap tall buildings with a single bound. Well, Vladimir Putin can ungas or stop gas and oil deliveries to Western nations. So I can just call it ungas or unoil. He could unfriend or he could untext, but he's going to ungas hostile nations again. How's he going to do that? With the push of a button. It's going to be a stop button. It's going to be a red button that's not pushing the nuclear button, but it's cutting off the gas from his country going west. He's going to ungas these nations. And he's going to halt these shipments of oil and gas. They're presently going to some of the nations that are allied with Russia. down into the South, but a lot of it, most of it, is going to China. Most of it is heading east. So that's what's happening. Negotiation between the United States and Russia ended forever. Forever. Now, we're going to go to Israel. We haven't really seen, most people don't know what's happened in Israel. Off the shore of Lebanon, there's a small area that's very, it has quite a bit of oil and gas. And Israel is laying claim to a lot of that energy, but so is the Lebanese and the Hamas. Now, out of Fox News, this was on August 17th. Iran threats hang over Israel in the Lebanon negotiations of disputed maritime border. Israel and Lebanon have been involved in negotiations since 2020 over disputed maritime zone in the eastern Mediterranean. They're both claiming ownership of the natural gas-rich 300-square-mile stretch. Most people don't know about this, never heard about it. The United States has attempted to mediate the negotiations, and a senior advisor for energy security with Lebanon currently is waiting for a response from Israel to settle the matter. Israel needs those reserves. Lebanon wants the reserves. Most recently, the leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hassan Nasrallah, sent Israel a warning over potentially tapping into offshore gas reserves in the disputed waters. Nasrallah made clear that Hezbollah is preparing to escalate matters if Israel were to ignore Lebanese demands. And Israel is preparing for any option, saying an Israeli official, and Israel will retaliate if Hezbollah threatens to attack Israel. And if Israel were to extract gas from Kerish, that area, then there's going to be an attack. Will it? Will there be an attack? Guaranteed. Conflict is coming to Israel. Between Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them. Then the kind of along the same line, the leader of Hezbollah again in Lebanon is continuing to issue a warning to Israel about attempting to tap these reserves. And maybe the 1st of August, one of the articles was that if Israel should try to tap those reserves, the comment was Israel would have its hand cut off. Well, Israel doesn't respond to this type of threat. Now, another thing that's happening is the United States was hinting here about 4 days ago that 5 days ago, an Israeli official stated that Israel is preparing a military option against Iran during a meeting between Israeli Defense Ministry Minister Benny Gantz and the United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. So the United States is working with Israel, planning a military operation. Israeli officials said that Gantz told Sullivan that Israel needs, it told Sullivan of Israel's needs, and that the U.S. is going to have credible military option in the future against Iran. The meeting came in Washington, and Tehran are engaged in negotiations presently to revive the nuclear deal. The official said that Gantz received good hints that the United States is preparing a military option. He didn't give the details, There's conflict coming. It's coming. You might say, oh, the firewood is being, you know, brought together and piled. One of these days, Gantz expressed his opposition to a nuclear deal in the meeting with Sullivan. Israel is opposed to any nuclear deals, anything concerning Iran's ability to have access to nuclear, anything nuclear to build these bombs. Israel's not going to put up with it. As they move forward in their programs, Israel's always there to strike. It's always been the case. It will continue to be the case. Now, another thing, too, is just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, this is out of Zero Hedge, Israel strikes both Aleppo and Damascus International Airport on the same day. On Wednesday night, Israel, 2 days ago, Israel conducted an unprecedented near simultaneous attack on both of Syria's international airports. Airstrikes on both Aleppo International Airport in northwestern Syria and Damascus International Airport just outside of the capital came just hours apart. See, we're not watching this stuff. While Damascus Airport has been hit on multiple occasions over the past years of war in Syria, at times bringing commercial aviation to a halt at the airport, this is the first known time both civilian hubs were hit on the same day. This is in the regional English language media outlet, Iran International, stated that the Israelis were seeking to thwart the arrival of a U.S.-sanctioned Iranian plane. The aircraft has first been seen, it was seen descending into Aleppo, but was forced to change course at the last minute due to the strike. Israel's not going to allow Iran to bring anything that would put Israel in danger, the nation. The Iranian aircraft in question is said to belong to an airline operated by the IRGC, allegedly used to transport illicit cargo, including weaponry to pro-Iranian militias in the region. Israel has long vowed to take action against Iranian arms shipments to the region, including against Hezbollah arms. And Israel, over the last decade, has struck locations in Syria hundreds of times. Israel is going to protect herself. This is why I say that today I thought, you know, I'd finish out the week. I've been talking about the coming election, Ron DeSantis and Candace Owen. But today I thought, you know, with this airstrike on the two airports there in Syria, this is beginning to escalate, and it's going to continue to get worse. Neither side is willing to give. Israel is willing to give and willing to bend and yield much more so than the terrorist groups, organizations. That's always been the case. I had another article, I forgot to bring it. But the head of the PLO, what is his name presently? But he does not want any truce. He wants there to be the this matter of the Palestinian having a homeland. They're not dropping that. They're pushing for it still. It doesn't have, there's not going to really, they don't, he doesn't really have the backing to do it. But nevertheless, it is a point of contention. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about what is going to happen with the United States and Israel in the future. We'll talk about that. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. We'll be back.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want you hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
Oi. If you're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors in Kingsburg, Colorado, located at 105 East Highway 2, right in the middle of town. Stop by and say hi to Ed, Larry, or Joey. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories, because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plan. The end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
There is never going to be peace with Russia and America again. It is the end. Never again. Russia will be destroyed when she attacks Israel. And about 7 years later, the United States of America will be destroyed. The only nation that will come out of this conflict, Russia, will not be at Armageddon. Russia's Armageddon is at in Israel, in the present-day Jordan. Russia will not be at Armageddon. America and the Western armies will be at Armageddon. China will be at Armageddon. The Islamic nations will be at Armageddon. Russia will not be there. Russia, her demise comes seven and a half years before Armageddon, somewhere in that area of time. Many people think that when the Russian army invades Israel, they believe that that is Armageddon. No, it is not. Because in Ezekiel 38 and 39, China is not mentioned. Russia, Iran, Turkey, possibly parts of Germany, other nations around Russia to the south, maybe Azerbaijan, Ethiopia, Libya. These nations will come and be punished as they invade Israel in the Jordan, in present-day Jordan. 7 years before Armageddon, a little over 7 years before. But many believe that when that happens, that this is Armageddon. No. I know that many Christians for that are Bible teachers, that are Bible students, they study prophecy. Many are believe that Russia is Armageddon, that war. It's not. Armageddon is 7 years plus later. Many Christians believe that Russia is going to destroy the United States, will nuke this country. America will exist 7 years plus into the future after Russia is destroyed. Now, it could be that, I don't know, this is just, I'm going to surmise that Antichrist may have access to Russian nuclear weapons, and maybe he will use those weapons. Russia won't do it. Nuke fields might be used to destroy America, but it won't be at the hand of the Russian present-day Russia. Also, some believe that China is going to invade the United States, invade and take over. No, not in the Bible. China and Russia and America will be at war with each other. America is not going to allow the Chinese military to invade this country, working with the Chinese to take over America. No, that's not going to happen. America and the powers of Antichrist will be in straight out war with each other. There will not be any type of working together. You know, if you want to play chess, you have to have two people that want to play chess together. The chessboard is what America wants. China wants the same chessboard. Everything on the chessboard is what's vital to the United States and to the Antichrist kingdom to come. And what is vital to China and the Asian sisters will be what's on the chessboard. The world. China wants to rule the world. America wants to rule the world. The world is the Islam wants to rule the world. And the people and the nations of the world, they're the prize. But Antichrist and China, no, they're going to war with each other. This is the end. Very soon, it's going to be the end for Russia. Also, in the first half of the hour, I was talking about Israel. This is the end, also very shortly, for terrorist groups in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and in southern Saudi Arabia, western Saudi Arabia, and also in the Gaza Strip along the Mediterranean. The end in Israel's campaign, in her coming war, she will be victorious to take out these nations, to take out the terrorists, the aggression close to her borders. And also Damascus will be destroyed. Damascus will be destroyed. That war is different than the Russian war to come. This is the war where Israel secures her territory from the terrorists and again takes over a great big piece of property to the east, on the east side of the Jordan River. God is not going to allow Russia and these nations that come to invade Israel. He does not allow them to move into the land of present-day Israel. The war has to take place east of the Jordan River, in these out in the country, not in the cities, but out in the countryside in present-day Jordan. And for the audience, the anti-Semitism, there is latent anti-Semitism now, more now than ever before. When Russia takes out the terrorist nations, the hatred of Israel and the Jewish people is going to reach an all-time level, a peak. It will reach an all-time level of hatred to the Jewish people. Internationally, the people of the Jewish people are going to have to return back toward their Holy Land. There's not going to be enough room in present-day Israel That's why the real estate, she's going to have extra real estate. These people that come from the nations are going to go to and move into present-day Jordan. They won't fly into present-day Israel, according to the Bible. It's an area called Petra. And the United States, again, is not going to interfere with that war with the Arab nations that attack Israel before Russia. Israel, America is not going to interfere. The European Union will not interfere. NATO will not interfere. The United Nations will not interfere. No one is going to interfere with this prophecy. The first big war that Israel will have is going to be, she's going to have two more major wars for Israel. And the first major war is going to be taking out the terrorist groups around the country. The second major war is going to be Russia. Now, there will be up the roadways another war. That will be the war where the nations of the world and the armies of the world begin to surround Jerusalem to destroy Israel once and for all. But that's 7 years out beyond the Russian war. So I'm just showing you what is coming. And the present truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast, again, our archive.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
You know, we all come to that point in life where we're at the autumn of our years. Well, this is what's happening with Russia. Excuse me. Now, when the Russian war takes place, yes, the army, 5/6 of Russia's army is going to be destroyed, and there's going to be a destruction, I don't know what kind, in the land of Russia, but God is faithful. In from the 1976, a spiritual revolution began in Russia with in the Greek Orthodox Church. And as they came out of communism, the Russian people were free to worship once again. And there was a revival, a return to God. From godlessness prior to then, back to God. And there is a religious fervor in a wonderful way in Russia right now. The Russian people have returned to the God, to their God. And the Russian Orthodox Church is a powerful church. Before the punishment comes, God is going to have the nation really on a course of true worship to a true God. God is faithful. Before this war comes, many in Russia are going to be believers. God will take care of them. The forces, the soldiers that come are going to be punished. Then going to Israel, after this invasion of Israel, God will destroy Russia. And now Israel, you might say, is free from all enemies. Well, that's still not true. Because according to the Bible, eventually all the armies of the world are going to come to Jerusalem to destroy Israel, to destroy the Jewish people. So there is a third war coming in the future. But after Russia's destroyed, the United States and the Western world are going to begin to move the New World Order operations out of America, out of the UN, out of the European nations. The center of the world, the New World Order, is going to be centered in Jerusalem. Everything is going to be shifted. Right now, it is stated, many of discussed that DIA, the Denver International Airport, is the center of the New World Order. May very well be. But eventually, that the New World Order powers are going to move to Jerusalem. And it won't take long. The shift will be very, very quick. They'll move quickly. With the oil fields to the east, right there off the shores of Lebanon, Israel is going to acquire those fields. That is going to supply Israel on the east side, on the west side of the Jordan River. That will supply Israel's needs into the future. And there'll be an agreement. The United States will allow Israel to develop those fields. And the United States eventually is going to move the center of power, as far as the New World Order power, to Israel, to Jerusalem. And eventually, as we know for the Bible students, the Antichrist eventually he's not the Antichrist until the day that he goes to Jerusalem and declares himself to be God in the temple. When that occurs, now you can say that individual is Antichrist. Before that, he's called the man of sin. He's the beast. Well, actually, he'll become the beast on the day that he declares himself to be God. But there's a man of sin, and there's the coming prince, who is talking about Antichrist in the Old Testament. So we're in a very unique situation in history, because history is going to develop very quickly. And Russia is involved, Israel is involved, Iran is involved, America is involved, all the nations are involved. We're headed for a hard time up ahead. Rick Rodriguez of Present Truth will be back to finish up this hour.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
But I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Dad, Bob broke your beard!
No, I didn't. Doug broke it. It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want you hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
You're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. Proud sponsors of Fake News Friday on every Friday from 2 to 4. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654. And I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I'll finish out today's program out of Big News Week, bignewsnetwork.com. Chinese President Xi Jinping is pushing for his third term at the 20th Party Congress to be held October 16th in Beijing, despite mounting crises. Xi is widely expected to extend his hold on power for another 5 years, a move that will cement his status as the country's most powerful leader in decades. Xi Jinping is more pure in his communism than Chairman Mao. Much more pure. Mao was working with the West, with America, to make China continue to be, you know, to help Mao with China. And Xi Jinping is working with the Western world because of its manufacturing ability. But Xi Jinping is not, his objective is by 2050 to rule the world. He has his own plans for world hegemony. The United States has its plan for world hegemony. Russia has no plans for world hegemony. Russia doesn't need the pain. She doesn't have time for the pain. And besides, Russia's time is about over. The United States, world hegemony, empire, and China's plans for world hegemony, this is what's clashing. The other, again, I don't talk about this too often, but you have the Islam. It also has its own plans for world hegemony. So you have three major powers that are all pushing for world hegemony. And Xi Jinping, as many of you know, I do believe Xi Jinping is the man that has been ordained to take China and the Asian sisters across the One Belt Road to the West, to Armageddon. I believe that Xi Jinping is the man that was ordained by God to do that. I think Vladimir Putin is the man ordained by God to invade Israel. And Joe Biden, the present occupier of the White House, is not going to be the one who leads the great empire to battle at Armageddon. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin have destiny, and there is someone behind the scenes in America, not Joe Biden, that is going to lead America and the Western nation armies to Armageddon eventually. Some may know who I believe that is. We might talk about that in the future. But for now, have a wonderful weekend. The podcast for everything is streamed live every day. Podcast for all programs, 1360khnc.com. Talk to you Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful weekend.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
I was wondering what kind of lame switch you'd try to pull this time, Plitzkin. You know, you're becoming very predictable.
Yeah, I guess so. You gotta smoke.
The United States is the no-smoking nation. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs, no women. Unless, of course, you're married. No guns, no foul language, no red meat.
Land of the free.
Let's get back to Jason, who has a question for an anonymous formal globalist.
So, Mr. former elitist globalist Illuminati member, now that you are no longer a part of that team, what would you suggest we do with all your former teammates?
I'm in favor of execution. Maybe our entire team needs to be executed after tonight.
You're listening to the best radio station in Colorado, KHNC, 1360 AM. Johnstown, Denver. No complaints here.